You're listening to the audio production of The Paris Dressmaker by Christy Cambron, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Barry Krynick. For Jeremy, je t'aime mon cœur. And for Sandy Jean, our elegant grand-mère. Be pretty if you can, be witty if you must. But be gracious if it kills you. Elsie DeWolf. Chapter 1. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. Habakkuk, Chapter 1, Verse 5, NIV. 31st of December, 1943, Forêt de Meudon, Meudon, France. If Lila de Laurent was discovered in the forest, she was dead. Orphaned snowflakes drifted down, making the depths of the woods seem far more threatening in their desolation than the streets of Paris ever could. Floodlights grasped behind her, searching through the trees with skeletal shadows as she swept through undergrowth that frayed the hem of her ivory gown into damp strips. The sounds of patrol dogs barking in the distance echoed loudly, competing with her own drumming heartbeat as she ran through the snow. If the Vichy police caught up to her, they wouldn't need an excuse to turn Lila over to the SS, and the Nazis would show no mercy. They wouldn't inquire why a Vogue fashion plate was trekking through the Forêt de Meudon on New Year's Eve. A bullet hole through her side.